There's a theme here today because the verse that God gave me to share is Isaiah 41:10, one of the verses that Joe read. And in fact, a couple of years ago, God gave me a tune, and I actually sing it to myself much. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. God meets us as broken as we are and uses us beyond our imaginings when we just show up. My daughter-in-law told me that, by the way. Just show up. No matter how broken or inadequate or unprepared or unworthy we may feel, He will strengthen us and help us and uphold us with His righteous right hand. Through a God-ordained, intriguing chain of events too long to tell you today, I began to meet weekly for Bible study with a Chinese lady named Xing back in early March. Before we got started, though, I ran to Patrick for training. To say that I felt inadequate for the task was and still is, even after decades of walking with the Lord, a big understatement. So Patrick spent over 2 hours with me at a coffee shop one morning, training me how to facilitate a Bible study according to the ISI model, and giving me at least a mustard seed-sized belief that Christ in me could do this. Patrick encouraged me to ask Xing if she could find one or two friends to join us in discovering the Bible, and Xing was glad to do that. She and I met together, just the two of us, once or twice, and then Flora joined us for several weeks. And then came Rose, and Athena, and Grace, and Helen, and Lily, and Hong Chao. It's really been exciting to see God drawing people to Himself and getting to know these wonderful ladies and becoming their friends. For the first several weeks we met, I would text a desperate plea for prayer to my family texting thread as I went to the study, feeling extremely inadequate, unspiritual, dull of hearing. I would ask my family to please pray that the Holy Spirit would show up, that we would have ears to hear and hearts to understand, and that He would speak to us. One morning, I even went to this Bible study without having had any quiet time with the Lord by myself, which made me feel particularly inadequate and unworthy to facilitate a Bible study. Being in that position reinforces, though, the truth that if anything good happens, it's because of God, not us. After one of our Bible studies, just a couple weeks before Xing had to return to China, Xing and I had a conversation that made me think that she was ready to surrender her life to Jesus. So she prayed in her own words, telling God that she wanted to be His daughter. It was a sacred honor. It was a sacred honor to become sisters in Christ at that moment. The Lord had already been loving on Xing and her husband for at least 10 years through Patrick. I'm assuming he's sitting over there. I don't even know if Patrick's here. Yeah, they're Patrick. Through Patrick and the Georges. Where are they? And Steve Braintwain. I know the Georges have had this sweet family in their home for meals and overnight stays more than once, many times. And Rajan has spontaneously shown up to many piano recitals in which Xing's son Daniel played for only 30 seconds. Steve helped Xing and her family in multiple practical ways this past year as they were living in the States, and they consider Steve as a family member in their hearts. Xing came to recognize God's love for her through the love that these and other Christians had shown to her. Xing wrote out her testimony, the gist of which says that before coming to the USA, she had heard of the Bible and she'd heard of Christianity, but she thought Jesus was just a myth or a legend. Through the kindness, gentleness, patience, and wisdom of the Christian friends she developed here and the Bible studies that we had together, she began to recognize her sinfulness and that Jesus loves her anyway. Quoting Xing, she says, "God sent His children to surround me, constantly care for me, and attract me. So I am very willing to be a child of God. I was going to be gone a month for the month of June, so I asked Karen Neer to facilitate these Bible studies in my absence. With some reluctance, she graciously stepped out of her comfort zone and agreed to do so because she loves me, she said, not because she felt adequate or prepared. Wow. God has truly met and used Karen's mustard seed-sized faith and brought her to life in ways I've never seen before. Her faith has been strengthened, and her life has been greatly enriched by the friendships she's made with these precious women. She and Charlie have had multiple occasions where they've had Rose and other women, Chinese women, in their home, and we spent an afternoon making Chinese dumplings in Karen's kitchen. Lots of fun. This is Rose standing here, and she has a testimony to share, but she wants me to share it. She came to UVA as a visiting scholar last August, and like Xing, had heard some Bible stories, but had never thought about God, whether or not he does exist, and never thought she'd become a Christian. Through attending Bible studies and worship services at the Chinese church, meeting in the Bible studies with Karen and me, specifically because she wanted to study English, and praying with a pastor who spoke in the home of one of her Chinese friends, she has now asked Jesus into her heart. I'm quoting Rose. I began to think about some basic questions of Christ belief. For example, if God does exist, was Jesus really someone in history? And was Jesus really resurrected? Gail gave me a Chinese book, thank you, Patrick, about Christ belief in the first class. I finished the book in 2 nights and seemed to find the answers to these questions. Through studying the Bible, I am more and more clearly seeing my sins. I used to complain about my husband and was often picky about his shortcomings. And I had high expectations for my daughter, often criticized her, and was very impatient with her. Now I knew that these things were the performance of my sins. I slowly learned forgiving, patience, peace, and to rejoice. When we women get together, we always spend plenty of time talking and laughing and snacking and getting to know each other. We always have lots of fun, mostly because of Karen. She's the fun one, I'm the serious one. We've met in various apartments and homes, but wherever we meet, God meets there with us. Is God perhaps tugging at your heart, asking you to do something new, to step out in faith, to get you out of your comfort zone, to trust him in a new way, to take the good news to somebody? Please consider being a friendship partner with an international student and or facilitating a Bible study too. It does not mean you need to have all the answers. Right, Rose? I know Patrick has some dates scheduled for training us in how to be friendship partners and how to facilitate Bible studies. He and Christy Lynn, I know, would be glad to talk with you about it.